AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The plan is for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to deliver an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate Monday.
By Senate rules, if the article arrives, we have to start a trial right then.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants more time. He wants a trial to start in about 3 to 4 weeks.
That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says no matter what, there will be a trial.
It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
Schumer says senators will have to decide if Donald Trump incited the insurrection at the Capitol. Baseball Hall of Famer and former home run champion Hank Aaron has died. He was 86. No cause of death was given. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In the all-time alphabetical roll call, Henry Louis Aaron's name comes up first. It also shows up at or near the top of most major statistical categories. Hammering Hank's 755 home runs pushed Babe Ruth out of the top power spot. Aaron also is the all-time leader in RBIs, total bases, and extra base hits. His pursuit of Ruth's home run record drew out the worst in society. He saved boxes of racist hate mail from people who did not want a black man to beat the Babe's record. Aaron went on to become one of baseball's highest-ranking executives, serving in the Atlanta Braves front office. I'm Sagar Magani.
President Biden ordered a pause on all border wall construction, one of 17 executive orders issued his first day in office. It leaves billions of dollars in unfinished work under contract. Derek Almina, the master tenant of a San Francisco Bay Area warehouse where 36 people perished in a 2016 fire, pleaded guilty to the deaths. Retired General Lloyd Austin won Senate confirmation to become the nation's first black Secretary of Defense. Dr. Anthony Fauci says a lack of candor and facts about the coronavirus under President Trump very likely cost lives. This is AP News. Authorities in Russia are taking elaborate moves to curb protests over the jailing of opposition lawmaker Alexei Navalny.
The protests are being planned for Saturday in more than 60 Russian cities. Universities and colleges have urged students not to attend rallies, with some saying students may be subject to disciplinary action if they do. As well, Navalny's associates in Moscow and other regions have been detained, while opposition supporters and independent journalists have been approached by police with official warnings against protesting. Navalny, Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, was arrested on Sunday when he returned to Russia from Germany after recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in London say they broke up a wedding attended by 400 people despite a nationwide lockdown that bars households from mixing. The venue was a school whose principal died from the coronavirus last year. Ed Donahue, AP News.